degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Tennessee is one of five Republican-led states vying for a deal with the federal government to handle the nation's nuclear waste. The agreement would come with $50 billion in capital investments for the state. The specific communities that could potentially host a nuclear waste site were redacted from the public-facing version of Tennessee's proposal. Governor Bill Lee says he doesn't know for sure that the feds are asking for a repository site. He tells WPLN News that Tennessee will only commit to the deal if it can balance the economic benefits with the environmental risks.
How do you do both? You make certain that you protect the environment and protect the natural resources that we have, at the same time bring economic benefit as a result of that, this campus coming. If and only if you can do both, should you do it at all?
Democratic State Senator Heidi Campbell has called on the governor to release the names of the specific sites under consideration to host the program. The Sumner County School Board is working to fire a tenured teacher at White House High School. They say she made political comments in class. The board alleges a Spanish teacher named Stephanie Braswell called herself an activist and made comments about U.S. immigration and customs enforcement that made students uncomfortable. Board members have voted to oust her, but that doesn't take effect immediately. She's currently on leave. Braswell tells WKRN the entire situation is a misunderstanding and, in her words, a nightmare. She says the remarks were taken out of context and that she's never called herself an activist. Because she's tenured, Braswell is entitled to due process under state law. That includes the right to a hearing with witnesses, the right to counsel, and judicial review. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.